Greetings. This is James Gill, and I'm your host with As You Wish Talk Radio. And we've got another great show. We've got a lot of updates happening. So rather than bring a guest on, I did finish a wonderful interview with Courtney Brown. And that's going to be upcoming real soon. We've got some other really good guests lined up right now. I'm going to be traveling, too, and I'll be at the Joshua Tree event. The big UFO group there is having an event down in Joshua Tree, and looks like I've been invited to the International UFO Congress again. It's been, God, I don't know when it was, back in 2001 or 2 or something like that, the last time I went. And it looks like they're ready now to have me back again to terrorize them with some truth. So we'll see what happens, you know, with that one. There's a lot of other things going on. I wanted to talk a little bit today and open up the lines for call-ins because there's so much going on. You know, as far as the sky watches here, they're just phenomenal. We've had massive ships flying over the ranch, powering up. We're having daylight sightings of huge motherships, you know, flying over towards Mount Adams and then just disappearing in like a sparkly dots. You know, all of a sudden they're just gone, which was, you know, very interesting. We had about 10 witnesses on that one. But during the evening, we've had some pretty big events as well. You know, so it's ongoing here. We're having a lot of UFO activity, a lot of connections. And that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit, because we've got some connections now that are pretty massive. We're getting beings that are just off the scale. They're like eighth dimensional beings coming in and saying hi and talking about the shifts and the other things that are happening. And with these energies, and most of them are feminine, which is quite interesting. You know, they're more on a feminine energy, and to help balance things out. But the past 2 days, my phone rang off the hook, and I've talked to quite a few people about this and what's going on. And I talked to some women that were going through it and asked them, okay, what are you feeling? You know, how can you define this? And basically they said overwhelmingly that a lot of the old relationship stuff was just coming right up to the surface, you know, very fast. And they also said that the, triggers, things are being triggered like crazy. And they're so amplified right now, they're right on the surface. So any kind of a little trigger is setting these things off, you know, to be healed. And there's a major stepping, you know, back into power, demanding respect, demanding, a role of equality, things of that nature. And that energy came in so strong and so intense the past 2 days, it was very hard to handle. And they also said that they noticed that a lot of the men didn't know what to do with these energies. You know, they didn't know how to handle these energies, and they were just jumping in and trying to fix it and defending themselves and everything else. And really, what they need to do is just sit back and listen and be supportive and apologize if you need to apologize. That's about all we can do in this situation, and have some sympathy and compassion, you know, for the experience. Because women have had a real rough, you know, time here on the planet. And over the years, it's been very suppressed, you know, the feminine energy. In the ancient times, you know, people used to go and sack a village and run off with the gold and the women, and they were treated as cattle. And when they would grab them when they're very young, and when they reach a certain age, they just tossed them out in the streets, you know, the satraps and the old ways. And then they'd grab a younger version. And just a lot of, I don't want to go too deep into this, but just a lot of heavy duty stuff, you know, has gone down. So, you know, that all that stuff seems to be really coming up big time right now to surface, you know, to be processed. And so the pendulum might swing a little far one way, you know, to come back into balance. But ultimately, you know, we have to balance out the male and the female within us. So I know one listener or one on my email list sent me a message saying, you know, how limited I was by talking about what's going on, that we need to find balance within ourselves. You know, of course we do, but I'm talking about what's happening right now, you know, the energies that are coming in and how they're affecting people. And, you know, we can be in denial and say this isn't happening because we're very smug and very spiritual and above that, you know, but it's a process, and it's happening with a lot of people. And that really doesn't help the people that are going through the process. You know, it is a little arrogant, a little smug. But other than that, you know, that's some of the things that are going on right now. The earth is just getting hammered energetically with galactic plane, you know, with the energies of galactic plane. We're moving into a supercharged place in space with a lot more energy. All the planets are reacting to this. And we're not really going through global warming, although it may look like, especially up here on the mountain and some other areas, it's definitely heating up like crazy. But there's also flooding going on and global cooling at the same time. So it's better to call this climate change, not global warming, because overall the temperatures are starting to go down and we're having some real problems, you know. So I believe it just, I can't remember where it snowed somewhere in May. Just recently. And supposedly, I don't know if it's a hoax or not, but supposedly it snowed in the Philippines recently, which was crazy. And they showed all the snow coming down and everything else. But I don't know. You know, I'm not sure if that one's for real or not. I'll have to look deeper into that. But it looked like a regular news crew was on hand, you know, giving us the information. But we'll see. We'll go deeper. It might be a hoax. I found out, too, is a lot of things that are hoaxes, supposedly, and a lot of Wikipedia and a lot of these other things we look things up on are still... you know, like Snoops and things like that, I've seen them say things are hoax that I know for sure happened. And so you have to be careful of that just because you have a watchdog group you think are going to give you the right information. They, too, can be compromised as well. You know, so we have to be careful about that. We have to really go within and trust our own inner guidance around these issues and what's going on. There's so many things happening right now. I don't even know where to start. But, I mean, there's volcanoes going off like crazy. Popo is blowing its lid. Oh, down there in Mexico, there's a massive movement in Mexico where the people are taking back their power now. And they're creating their own police forces. And they're just saying enough, you know, that all the other forces are too corrupt. So we're just creating our own. And the people are rising up and cleaning up their own towns, which is amazing. I was watching a video on that just recently. You know, the energies happening over in Egypt, all of these major riots and these other things going on are people just saying enough. You know, we want to live a thoroughly loving, joyous life in peace and harmony and an abundant life. And it's all there if we just get rid of a few greedy, I won't call them the rest of the names I'd like to call them, but, you know, that's the bottom line. And that is, I mean, there's such a gross uneven dispersal of wealth right now on the planet. It doesn't match up with unity consciousness. It doesn't have any respect for, at all for nature or for humanity. And so that program has to end. It's totally unsustainable, you know, and I think they know it too. At the top, they know it, but their puppets haven't figured it out yet on the lower levels. But I think they're going to have a rude awakening here real soon. We've had a lot of... meteors. I talked with that a lot about that with Courtney, but we've had a lot of meteors coming through here because we are going through a place in space where there's a lot of debris. And we've had a lot of divine intervention with these meteors, especially the one in Russia. There looked like a ship plowed its way right through the middle of that meteor and broke it up into a bunch of pieces. And if it was allowed to come in and hit, you know, fully intact, that would have been God knows how many Hiroshimas going off. You know, that would have been a real mess. So there was some major divine intervention on that. A lot of them that were looking like they were going to impact Earth. I know, you know, NASA's been shaking in their boots about some of these things. That they know it's coming, and then all of a sudden it just gets nudged out of the way a little bit. And so there's a lot of prophecies around this, too. People see impacts. And on that timeline and on the books now, when they look at this, these things do impact the Earth, but that is a different timeline, and that is what's on the books. But the books are constantly being changed through our awakening and healing process and the divine intervention. So, you know, all it takes is a little nudge on an incoming meteor to totally avoid a cataclysm event, you know, that was on schedule or on the books. And there's other things involved, too. So, you know, a lot of times just one leader will step down and say, you know, I blew it and walk out, and then you don't have a massive bloodbath. You know, there's things happening like that on a regular level. You know, there's things happening on many levels, I want to say, and we're not seeing them. We don't know what's going on. Another person told me, you know, with all this chaos going on and the earth changes and everything else, he said, everything's just going to hell. And I said, you know, it might be going to heaven. The only problem is that we have to go through hell to get to heaven. You know, so there does need to be a cleanup. And when you add a huge influx of higher consciousness and energy, and these other energies coming in, like, you know, X-rays, gamma rays are seventh level consciousness that are coming in. They're intelligent rays that are hitting the planet. And we've got the solar flares and all of these things happening right now, plus the impact from the energies coming in from other systems, you know, that are blasting off as we speak. So we're getting, you know, over 50, sometimes 100 impacts a day by outside energies when there used to be maybe one or two. So there's so many things going on. There's so much energy coming into the earth, and people need to realize that the earth used to be a lot smaller, you know, and there's a reason for that. And the earth has grown. Her continents have separated, and she's much, much bigger now than she was before. And so we are in the process of going through another one of these shifts, a big growth period where the earth is expanding and she's going to, you know, give birth to a whole new planet. And there's probably going to be a lot of shaking and baking and cooling and everything else you can think of, you know, as this happens. There's a lot of other events happening too out there that are putting stress on the planet. But, you know, the bottom line is that we have to realize that our bioelectric fields around the body, our consciousness is just getting hammered by these energies. We have to raise in frequency because the whole earth is expanding. She's rising in frequency. And if we are going to stay on this journey, we're going to have to be frequency specific. And that's the bottom line. There's no way around it. So we're going to have to match the frequencies of the earth as she rises in frequency. We were talking a lot about the wars going on, you know, the wars between the benevolent Anunnaki and who are actually the ancient Lyrians, which is a big heads up for people that don't understand this process. You know, the word Anunnaki just means those who came from heaven to earth. And they did come to earth, and they were just one group that came to earth. There's Andromedans that came to earth. The Orion Council of Light came to earth. The Pleiadians came to earth. The Sirians came to earth. Arcturians came to, I mean, all these different beings have been here on earth. Some have come and gone, you know, as far back as 650 million years ago. So the history of earth is very, very ancient, and we have to be careful of getting pigeonholed and put into a victim pattern, you know, of our genetics were tinkered with and stolen and shut down and things of that level, because there's a lot more of the story. We're a huge mix of genetics, of all different star nations. The plants and animals are a big mix of genetics from the different star nations. And we have the ability to change those genetics just through consciousness and through spiritual practices. So it's happening anyway. The sun itself, the cosmic rays, you know, all the rays that are bombarding the planet are changing the DNA on the planet. And so we're going through a DNA change, you know, with all that going on. DNA was never fixed. It can always open up. You know, the junk DNA is not junk DNA. It can be activated. And we have a lot of different lines that are being activated right now. Some of the first lines that are being activated are the telepathic lines. You know, when these lines open up, all of a sudden we become very telepathic. And another DNA line, when it's activated, we end up becoming, we're able to see forward or backward in time. We're not so locked into forward or backward in time. You know, there's other genes that'll open up that'll make us more able to actually bilocate and go forward or backward in time. And we're going to have time slips and time jumps and all kinds of things like that happening. A lot of people are experiencing these time slips, you know, where they're slipping in and out of time and phasing in and out. And that's happening on a regular basis. And one of the most important ones I love is the salamander gene. You know, if we can reactivate the salamander gene, we can heal very quickly and we can actually grow a new arm or do whatever we need to do. It's almost like an immortal gene. There's other genes that need to be activated too around that, but that's starting to be activated, you know, with some people. So, you know, if we willingly participate in this, if we release the past, if we heal the old wounds and traumas from wrong conclusions, you know, and step into our own personal God connection, creator spirit, whatever you want to call it, we're going to be fine. We're going to go through these changes. And if we act on our own inner guidance and listen to these changes and don't listen to any disempowering fear messages, you know, anything that's trying to diminish your your own power and your own, you know, right, divine right to free will and self-determination, any of these things, forget about them. You know, those are coming from lesser sources. They're coming from fear sources. You know, so we need to get clear on that. But we're coming into a point where we can choose our own destiny. We don't have to be lemmings. You know, we don't have to go with the lemmings and go off the cliff with so many that have chosen to align themselves and be willing participants in this Archon network, this unconscious civilization that's, you know, fast tracking to its own demise. You know, we don't have to be on that timeline. We can step out of it. We don't have to, even if you are on that timeline, you can step out of the herd, you know, and out of the, and move out and, you know, make the changes, the physical changes as well, you know, so you don't have to suffer any consequences or the reaction to these actions that are going on right now. It's very important to realize that you have a choice. You've always had a choice. And a lot of times because of fear or guilt or unworthiness or programming by social consciousness or the Archon network, we don't even know we have a choice. And we just go with the flow. And we think that's security by going with the herd and going with the flow. But the problem with that timeline, that 3D reality that we've been locked into and manipulated into is coming to an end. So there is no security and not awakening and healing and acting on that inner guidance. That's the only real security. If you think you're going to go back to the past, and if you think you're going to, you know, go back to a job where you might be making a lot of money, but it's being harmful to humanity and the earth, or there's a, you know, it's not in integrity or things of that nature, that's not going to work out very good for you in the future, because those systems, that whole system is going to go down, and it's not a secure system. You know, so there's big movements right now in the banking industry, and I don't know the exact implications of this. We are going to have a guest on real soon, James McBride with Divine Providence, who's going to talk about this, but apparently the debt has been forgiven. Most of you, you know, we've been, our right to sovereignty, our divine essence, our divine being has been restored. And, but there's still powers that be that are going to continue to try to, you know, ensnare us and contract us out of that right now. But that's coming to a close. And those people who are awaking and standing in their sovereignty and their power are starting to be very successful in this. And so it's catching on the highest levels and is trickling down now to the lower levels. So there's a lot of court cases. I know we've had a major experience here. We had 10 court cases just to keep the ranch open and using these methods. And now with the land patent and with Divine Providence and everything else, we're basically not even part of the system anymore. We're back into the sovereign program. So there's a lot of these programs opening up, and we really need to just stop participating in this old world, in this old consciousness, in the Archon network. We need to just pull out of it and let it crash, let it fall. Don't participate in it. You know, if you want to participate in it, a good example is, you know, look at what's happening with, you know, the whistleblowing within the NSA and things like that. I mean, we have the illusion of a constitution and a Bill of Rights and all these things that we think this country, you know, is still operating on, but it's not. And that's been subjugated, and we've lost those rights and things like that due to this corporate America and this other corporation that's running that isn't really, doesn't have anything to do with the Republic or the Constitution or anything else. And that's why they're trying to get rid of this. That's why they're moving so hard right now to take away, you know, all of your rights and, you know, and spy on you and know, and just become a total totalitarian police state is where they'd like to go. But that's not going to work out too good, because if you want to align yourself with that timeline, that one's, you know, like the Hopi prophecy shows, that just crashes. So those who are seeking power over others, those who are seeking technology to control and manipulate and overpower others, you know, those who are working in those industries, you know, the people that are working in the war industry and the pharmaceutical industry and the oil industry, things of that nature, the people that think they have job security in those institutions are going to have a real rude experience here, especially the political institution. It's going to be turned upside down. And, you know, because none of these things are frequency specific, they aren't in integrity. They're very harmful to humanity and the earth, and they're a fiction. You know, the whole thing is based on a lie. And, you know, even the name they give you, the all capital name they give you, you know, to be their slave is a fiction. And so these fictions are going to be revealed, you know, as to what they are. And this is all because of, not because of me or other people who, you know, we're all doing our part. It's because it's out of alignment with unity consciousness, which is the ninth wave, which is coming through. And it's out of alignment with universal law. And, you know, we all know what universal law is. It's universal peace, brother, sisterly love, the individual right to freedom and prosperity for all. You know, honoring the sacred circle of life. You know, seeing the creator in all creation, basically those are the universal laws and principles. And those are written in the heart of hearts of everyone. So unity consciousness is the overall explanation of what that is, where we see everything is one and we always work in the highest and best good of the whole and the next generations. And the people that are aligned with that and in integrity with that are the ones that are going to be seen tomorrow. You know, they're going to be the new age, the new future. They're going to be on the new timeline. So, but we're seeing a huge shift, a huge expansion, a great uncovering, which is what the apocalypse really means. It means the great uncovering. We're starting to see everything for what it is. We're seeing all the deceptions, you know, in the political and religious institutions. All these institutions are being shown for what they are. For what they have been and what they have done, their karma is coming home to roost. And you know, these major corporations, you know, what they've contributed to as far as the pain and suffering on the planet and the destruction of the environment and things like that, that's all coming up, you know, and being exposed for what it is. And there's going to be a reaction to that. So, you know, we're in the throes of this. We're in the middle of this process right now, and there's no getting around it. But lately I've seen the energies coming in with these higher dimensional beings. They're bringing their consciousness and energy into the collective consciousness of Earth, into the grid. And because of that, the old 3D grid is shattering, is falling apart. You know, the old control matrix, all of this stuff is just falling apart. And it's because these energies coming in. And the last couple of days, we're a very good example of that, because the energies that came in the last couple of days, I mean, it hit me hard as well, being an empath and very sensitive. I just went, oh, my God, you know, what is going on here? And I woke up just feeling deep sadness and grief, and a release of this energy was being released, and I could feel the planet releasing it and the collective consciousness releasing this energy and stepping back into their power. And it was quite an event the past couple of days, and the phones and emails have just, you know, gone off the hook, you know, with this, and people trying to figure out what is going on. You know, and old stuff, old relationship stuff is coming up, and childhood stuff, and they're processing it. And it's because it's not frequency specific to where we're going. You know, those old wounds and traumas, the fear, the guilt, the unworthiness, all of those things have a very low frequency to them. And when you have a huge influx of higher consciousness and energy, it raises the frequencies, and all that comes up, and it's coming up for healing. So we need to be compassionate with each other. We need to listen to each other, be kind to each other, and know it's a process. But those in process also need to take responsibility for their attitudes and emotions and what's coming up for them, and not get into blame and projection, because that's a very disempowering role to be in. If you're not going to take responsibility for what you're feeling and the people and events you've magnetized to your life according to your consciousness and what's really unfolding in your life, you're going to be a victim. And you just don't want to go there. You know, you're not a victim. You're a powerful manifesting God or goddess. You came from the original light, you know, the source itself, and you're endowed with the same creative abilities as the source itself in the beginning, and you stepped down through the dimensions and had all these experiences, and now you're on your way back. And that's the bottom line. So you can merge, you can become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, which is what masters like Yeshua and Mary and Kuan Yin and all these other beings did, you know, or you could just be a body and a personality like the Matrix would like you to believe and be controlled through externally. You know, everything, all your needs you believe are going to be taken care of externally, and it doesn't work that way. It's internal. So to keep you focused on the external, you know, for your love and acceptance and approval and for your joy and happiness, and if you think you're going to get that all through material acquisition and through other people, you're in for a real rude experience here. And that's how you've been enslaved, you know, through the ages. And so this matrix that we're talking about, a lot of people have different names for it. I call it the Archon Network or Matrix. Everybody has a different name for it. But this matrix, which is pressed so hard on social consciousness, and it's using everything in its toolbox right now, including cell phone towers and other frequencies and psychotronics and HARP and using chemtrails and toxins in the food and GMOs and everything. They're pulling out all the stops right now to keep you locked into survival, sex, and power of the lower chakras, to keep you out of the heart and keep you from awakening and shut down your consciousness and your bodies, basically. So they're doing all they can to hold on. And there are unseen influences that actually feed on this chaos, and they feed off of the you know, all the nonsense going on. And so we have to be aware of that too. It's like they actually create chaos and division, and they try to create a lot of fighting and separation and division. So we need to be aware of that and learn how to heal unseen negative influences. You know, you have an emotional body and a mental body, and they do too. They just don't have a physical body, but they can affect you on a mental and emotional level. And so a lot of these low-level 4D infrared beings can have their way with you if you're unconscious. And they can play you like a fiddle because they know all of your wounds and traumas, and they know how to use those against you. And it's very important to realize who these beings are and you know, be self-monitoring. And if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. You know, it's that easy. And the way to heal is to make contact with your own main teacher and guide, or call on one of the known masters, invite them into your space and tell these beings, you know, they're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You know, you can tell them they're filled and surrounded with the Christ light or the Buddha light, whatever your nature is, you know, and ask the beautiful many to escort them to their perfect place out of your space. You know, and then you can finish off by, you know, if you don't come in the name of the Christ or the Buddha light or whatever light you want to call it, you know, the God, if you're not a servant of God or come in the light, then insist that they leave and don't give them any energy. Don't give them any time, any space, any energy, because that's going to force them to heal and move on. And they are being picked up by these other beings. So there's a mass cleanup process going on. It's multidimensional right now. It's coming to the earth. There's a lot of cleanup happening on the earth, and we can all be a part of that if we want. And so the way we do it is we make our own personal connection with God, Creator, Spirit, whatever you want to call it. You know, do your meditation time, your prayer time, heal any old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions. You can do that by asking for that to be removed. There, we do process-oriented therapy here as well as many others. You know, get involved in that. And then definitely learn how to heal any unseen negative influences. That's a must right now, you know, because the veils between worlds are very thin. And, you know, make these angelic masters and these higher beings, make them your friends. You know, walk with them. Put your attention on them. The mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So, you know, if you're running all these other patterns and victim patterns and entitlement patterns and greed patterns or whatever else, those are the type of beings you're going to draw to you. And so it's time to refocus and set some boundaries and just say, I'm not going to go there. You know, and try to live a life of impeccable integrity. You know, living a life of service to humanity and nature, you know, knowing that the Creator is omnipresent within all creation, and we can shift out of this. I know some people say that's impossible considering the program, you know, that's going on with the earth, but it's not impossible. It's very possible, but you're going to have to make some huge changes. And whatever sacrifices you think you're making are not really sacrifices at all, because once you let go of these old programs, you'll find your life will become much more loving, much more joyous, even much more abundant. But you'll probably simplify, you know, which is very important to simplify in the days to come. You don't need all the toys and the touchstones and everything else to be happy. You can just be happy for no reason. You know, what a novel idea, just being happy for no reason. I tell you what's funny, just on that last statement, the wind just came up out of nowhere and this little mini spinning wind has just hit the house here really intensely. So that's a little head, like a little go for it sign for me, you know, when that happens. But, you know, we're in the shift. It's happening. You know, shift happens and it's happening on a big scale. And you know, we're going to have to start paying attention to our surroundings. But again, to get through these energies, this last wave of energy that came through was intense. You know, don't beat yourself up over going into process or having to deal with it. You know, the whole planet was dealing with it. You know, if you have harmed others or project and blamed others, you know, it might be time to when you're through with the process, go back and say, hey, I'm sorry. It was my stuff and I was in process and I'm sorry if I dumped that on you. You know, and we also need to be very compassionate with those who are in process, you know, and not react and go and jump into the game, you know, of defending yourself and everything else, because, you know, only the ego needs defending. And when you're truly aligned with spirit, you can sit back and listen and be compassionate and just let them work it out, you know, hold space is what I'm saying, so they can work it out. And that's what's so important right now. I can't express how important it is right now to hold space, you know, to make your own connection with spirit, creator, whatever, come through the heart. Let the love of creator come through your heart into these situations. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to do anything in a lot of cases. All you have to do is sit and hold space and watch the process. Let the process take care of itself. It will. Sometimes if you jump in it, you're caught up in it. Now you got two people flipping out, you know, and more to clean up. And so sometimes we just have to sit back and hold space and trust that it's going to work out and go whichever way it needs to go. And, you know, if one door closes, many more open. And, you might have to let go of a few things in your life, but something better is just around the corner. There's an old story. I love the story. I want to tell it, but there's a story about a woman who had a mule, and she just kicked this mule, drug it, tried, and it wouldn't cooperate. She couldn't get it to go anywhere. She had to carry her wares from town to town and sell her wares. And so finally, one day, she was just yanking and pulling on this mule, and it died, you know. And so she cried, you know, with the mule and everything, and she just took her stuff off of it and walked over the next hill, and there was a horse waiting for her, you know. So it's like, you know, sometimes we just need to, like, let go and, you know, grab our stuff and walk over the next hill because there's a beautiful horse waiting for you. And that's kind of what's going on right now, you know, in this manifestation process. So, you know, we might have to let go of one world to gain a whole new world. And we might have to let go of the old programming of the matrix to step into a way that's much more natural and much more in harmony with nature. To live that way and simplify, and then we will have a lot more love and joy and bliss and coming into our lives, because we're going to slow down and we're going to simplify. And when we do that, when we get creative, that's when the energies start flowing, and you'll be surprised what you can create, you know, once you're outside of the psychic turbulence of the matrix and all the programming and energies, you know, that are keeping people down. I've got about 20 minutes left, and so I want to open up the lines for anybody that wants to share with what they're experiencing or any of the what they're feeling that seems to be going down in their lives, and maybe, you know, some ideas on how to flow with these energies. I'm going to go ahead and give the numbers out. So we've got the toll-free lines, and you can go 888-627-6008. For USA and Canada, that's 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. And if you want to call on line one, it's 530-327-7602. Line two is 530-413-4522. And line three is 530-413-5011. And line four is 530-413-5011. And line five is 530-413-7600. That's line five. So anyway, and you can go to Skype, go to BBS Radio if you want to Skype in. But those are the numbers, and I'll give them again in a minute if you want to grab a pen. The easiest number is the 888 number, the 627-6008, if you want to call in. And you know, we have line one again, which is 530-327-7602. That's line one. And line two is 530-413-4522, if you want to call in line two. But anyway, I thought it was important today to just give people a heads up about, you know, what's going down, what's happening on the planet, and some of these new energies coming in. And, you know, I thought as a little treat, if you want to have your own experience with some of these energies and some understanding about them, is that the ancient Anunnaki, a lot of people call them the Anunnaki, were actually ancient Lyrians. And the Lyrians are the root race from where a lot of humanity sprang. Not all of humanity, but a lot of humanity came out, especially the white race came out of Lyra. And they're very tall beings, and they were some were 24 feet tall, which is why you have these massive temples built to them with huge doors, you know, and massive beds and chairs and things. You go, why would they have such a big chair? Are they egomaniacs? No, they're very big beings. And there's records of this in the ancient history. And so I can go more into that, but it's a really long story. But the original Anunnaki, they went through their experience. They were ancient Lyrians, and they were conquerors. They went to a lot of different planets, and they assimilated those planets, and they assimilated the people there, and they created civilizations. And you know, it was like a win-win situation in a way, because they would come and they would help that planet thrive and build up. But the problem is they had issues, and they had control issues and power issues between themselves. And that's really well written in the Book of Enki and a lot of different tablets that have come up. They've talked about the wars of the gods and the weapons of the gods and the ships of the gods and all of this stuff. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. But, you know, the bottom line is that they're our ancestors. And our ancestors came from many of the star nations, and we're a big mix down here. And, you know, let's, you know, I think a novel idea is let's rise above the gods. You know, let's maybe show them how to do it. Let's show them how to create peace. Let's show them how to live in unity consciousness. Let's show them how to end the power struggles and end, you know, the wars and all the other things that they work through. Because I hate to burst your bubble, but, you know, what we're looking at in ancient history happened 450,000 to 650 million years ago, a lot of these events, and we're still living in the past. And we think these beings are still warlike, and they're still competitive and still aggressive. They aren't. They've evolved beyond that. There are a few fallen ones on the planet right now, and these fallen ones have, you know, kind of wreaked havoc down here, but they've been taken care of. And they're stuck. I mean, they're bound by their own karma, and they're not really going anywhere. But these other beings are coming back to help clean up the planet. So so anyway, you know, that's basically what's going on. So I've got a few minutes. I've got a bunch of callers here, so I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller and bring in Lynn on line one. And
hello, James. It's Lynn. Yes, I just wanted to say thank you for all you're doing, and also to share the vision I've been having and sharing, and the new petition that's on VAZ petition site, AVAAZ.org petition site, called Heavenly New Earth Civil Services. And I'm got it going again to go out and get these new healing, teaching, transformation centers in every community, multicultural healing, teaching, and transformation centers created for all the new jobs for the light workers and healing artists and music and singing and dance and heavenly civil services, the green jobs, and you know, cities of light, peace, green, helping, healing, caring services, new infrastructure, on and on and on. And seed planting that to kick in the Nassara funding start the new civilization of these new health and human services, social services, and civil services for the youth. So these are multicultural healing, teaching, and transformation centers. So I hope you could spread the word on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah, we'll go ahead and get that information out, and you know, people can go to that website and check it out, and hopefully, you know, they can participate in that and get this thing turned around. We've got quite a few other callers here. We're going to have to move on,
thanks, James.
Yeah, thanks for the input, and we'll get over there and check that one out. But yeah, there is so much going on right now. It's amazing. People are awakening everywhere, and you know, it's like we want to give people hope that, you know, it isn't over. You know, the Illuminati haven't won. As a matter of fact, they're imploding right now. They're falling apart. So we need to get on top of that, you know, and support the people that are out there, you know, pushing, you know, trying to turn this planet around and getting rid of the total corruption and the greed and the unbridled, you know, greed and total disconnect, you know, from soul and spirit. And, you know, there are a lot of people in there. You know, I thought it was sad when we had the NSA thing, the vote going on about the, you know, the right to privacy. And well over half of the politicians just said no, you know, we don't have the right to privacy. You know, we're going to look at every email, every phone call, every communication you put out. We're going to look at your bank records. We're going to look at your internet connections. We're looking where you surfed, you know, where you went. We're going to have a file so big on you that if you ever step out of line, we're going to bring up everything and probably twist and turn it to make you look like some kind of a psychopath. But, you know, and that's what they've done. They've always done that. When they get all the goods on somebody, then they blackmail them and then they get their things through. They get whatever they need to happen on the planet. They get the votes and things like that. So, I mean, it's a mess down there, and that's treason. You know, when you take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and when you blatantly destroy, you know, the amendments in the Constitution and go against them, without a doubt, it's undeniable. Even a 5-year-old could read this and go, I understand this. You know, they can't listen to my phone calls. They can't listen to my email. They can't put bugs in my house and things like that, you know, without probable cause, you know. You know, all of these things, these NDA program and you know, where they can arrest you anytime, anywhere, throw you in Guantanamo Bay and or put you in one of these camps they've got going, which they just signed into law. You know, this is psycho. This is a total totalitarian police state that's coming up. And if people participate in this, guess what? You're going to be part of the people under the thumb. I mean, you just gave away all of your freedoms, all of your rights, and you just gave away your own personal God connection as well. And the karma around that's not going to be pretty. So anyway, it's time to hook up to your soul and spirit and realize that, you know, you've got to get going with this. You know, that's what the network does. The Matrix is designed to disconnect you from your soul and spirit. You know, it's to keep you in the base chakras of survival, sex, and power. It's to disconnect you from the heart. And the heart is where the soul resides, and the soul is connected to the source. So if they can keep you focused on the external and keep you away from the heart and having your own internal God connection, that's what they're doing. They're doing it very well right now, but that's going to come to a close. And that's the game we have to step out of. And we have to... You know, we're doing a movie right now. We're putting together a movie. It's in its first beginning phases. And one of the talks in there is about archery and how you shoot from the heart. You don't shoot from the mind and the eyes. You feel. You feel the arrow. You feel when it's time to let go of the arrow. You feel the target. You feel the bullseye. You see it already happening, you know, in your mind's eye. And you feel when it's time to release. And, you know, you shoot from the heart, you know, and that's a practice. When you learn to go by your feelings and shoot from the heart, and you know, you're going to hit the target. You're going to have great success. But if you keep going from the mind and this total manipulated ego that is running the country right now, and you keep trying to let that drive your ship, you know, it's going to drive you right off the cliff. And that's where people are going. So, it is so important right now to make your heart connection, you know, and to come from the heart and have compassion and start serving, you know. And, you know, the ultimate power in the universe is love, and love serves. And when you can't, you know, outgive the source, you know, it's like the sun. It just keeps shining on everybody equally. You know, it doesn't, and as long as you're in that mode, as long as you're in that giving mode, and you're coming from kindness and you're allowing that energy to flow through you, there's nothing that can get in your way. There's nothing you can't create. There's nothing you can't overcome. You know, it's just a matter of finding that space and holding that space. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about holding space. It's holding the heart space and holding that consciousness and energy, and allow others to rise up to the occasion, not jumping into the chaos with them, but just holding your own center and holding that space. I had a couple lines on here. It looks like people were coming in, but they dropped off. But hopefully they can come back on again. This is your moment. We've got about 10 minutes left. Not even that, actually. But if people want to call in and share your experiences and get some advice or give some advice, you know, this is the time to do it, because we're probably going to have guests on after this, and it's going to be a lot harder, you know, to go ahead and get, you know, to get in on the show or get any feedback. So again, let me give you those numbers again. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008 if you want to call from USA or Canada. And you can dial 530-327-7602 is line one, is a direct line. And the next number is, things are popping on and off here. I guess people are having trouble with their phones. But, you know, there's so many different lines here. If you want to call in, you can call in 530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. And get your pen out. You know, and again, 888-627-6008 is a USA and Canada number. And if you want to go ahead and get some feedback you know, maybe get some guidance on what's happening in your own life and ways to deal with things. It seems like when I do these shows, it's funny because they are pretty complete and we cover most everything, and people go, boy, you already answered my questions, you know. But, you know, it's good to share. And if things are happening in your life, a lot of times your story will help others, you know, to get their thing going. But it looks like we've got Rebecca from California. Rebecca, are you with us?
Yeah, James, I'll be quick. I've been asking people what has been going on, and I'm in California, and they were saying, well, we think it's the weather because it's been hot and people are cranky, but I'm really glad I'm listening to your show. And also I'm finding I'm irritating people who are living at this lower vibrating level. They are very just irritated by me being around, and sometimes that's hard to deal with. Yeah. I have a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
You know, you have talked about, and others, about the royal family being from a reptilian race. What's up with the new baby coming in? Is that also from the reptilian race?
You know, it's kind of like not all the royal family is. There are people in the family that are connected to those lines that are very good and very benevolent people.
Okay.
But a lot of other ones are actually taken over. You know, they've been taken over through ritual, through abuse and things like that.
Okay.
By these other reptilian beings. And so, you know, I haven't looked into that whole program, but that whole reptilian program and those controllers and manipulators are actually being taken out.
Uh-huh.
It's going to put an end to that program. And so those who are involved in it are going to have a lot more trouble, you know, maintaining control. And people are outgrowing these old programs, these hierarchies. They, you know, they don't match with unity consciousness. So I think that whole thing is going to fold in on itself.
Okay. I was just wondering. I'll get off the line. Let someone else get on. Thanks so
All
much.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for calling. And you're not alone. The whole planet's going through this one. So, you know, sometimes if you piss people off, they need to be pissed off.
Yeah, take care. Thanks.
All right, take care. But anyway, thanks for the call-ins, and I know I rambled on quite a bit, but there's a lot of information that needed to get out. and to let people understand. And it's good to depersonalize these energies and have compassion for other people that are in process right now and learn to hold space, you know, and just listen and let people work through their stuff. And sometimes, you know, when it's all done, you might want to nudge them into the position of taking personal responsibility, you know, for the process, because that takes them out of the victim role and it empowers them. And, you know, that may go over like a lead brick, I have to warn you, but sometimes it needs to be done, you know, because we do create our own reality. We do magnetize people and events to us according to our consciousness. And we did incarnate into this planet by free will, knowing what we're stepping into. So we need to remember that and remember who we were before we incarnated. And we need to reconnect with our star families and the higher dimensional beings and know you're not alone in this process. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour here, so basically we're going to have to sign off. And this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. Watch the skies. Our ancestors are returning. The ancient ones are returning. They never fell. And we're having some amazing things unfold. So kind of like step back and let them unfold. Enjoy the process. You know, get yourself some popcorn, a nice cup of hot cocoa or some iced tea or whatever you need. And sit back and watch the process. And I would say it's time to lovingly and amusingly detach, you know, from this situation, but send love into the situation. You know, don't be so detached that you have no compassion. But anyway, have a great evening and watch the skies and watch your emotions, your attitudes, and watch the process and learn to become the observer, and you'll get through this. Have a great evening.